Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
North Korea's continued pursuit of weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missile programs is a threat to international peace and security. North Korea's launches of ballistic missiles on January 4th, 10th, 14th, 17th, and 27th are the latest in a series of UN violations by the Kim Jong-un regime. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield delivered a joint statement on behalf of the United States, Albania, France, Ireland, Japan, and the United Kingdom, which warned that each missile launch serves not only to advance the Democratic People's Republic of Korea's own capabilities, but to expand the suite of weapons available for export to its illicit arms clients and dealers around the world. In response to the DPRK's continued ballistic missile-related activities, which are violations of numerous UN Security Council resolutions, the United States designated eight Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or DPRK-linked individuals and entities, under Executive Order 13382, which targets proliferators of weapons of mass destruction and their delivery systems. Specifically, the State Department designated one DPRK individual, one Russian individual, and one Russian entity that together served as a key source of missile applicable goods and technology for the DPRK's missile program. The United States Department of the Treasury designated five People's Republic of China and Russia-based DPRK representatives of a DPRK entity subordinate to a UN and US designated entity, responsible for research and development of the DPRK's advanced weapon systems. These actions further U.S. efforts to prevent the DPRK from advancing its weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missile programs and impede attempts by Pyongyang to proliferate related technologies. These actions also come in the context of the DPRK's continued launches of ballistic missiles in the last 5 months, each of which violated multiple United Nations Security Council resolutions. We have been and continue to coordinate closely with our allies and partners to address the threats posed by the DPRK's destabilizing actions and to advance our shared objective of the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken. We urge all UN member states to fully implement the UN Security Council resolutions addressing the DPRK. We remain committed to seeking dialogue and diplomacy with the DPRK and hope the DPRK will respond positively to our offers to meet without preconditions. It is the DPRK that now must choose dialogue and peace over its unlawful and threatening weapons program.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.